Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 270. As part of our Fitness Friday series, we're joined today by author, super athlete, multiple Ironman contestant, Dr. Ruth Heidrick. Dr. Heidrick is a six-time Ironman triathlon finisher, holder of more than 900 gold medals from every distance, from 100-meter dashes to 5K road races to ultra-marathons and triathlons. She has completed more than 60 marathons all over the world, including Boston, New York, Moscow, and has held 3 world fitness records in her age group at the famed Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas. She also was named one of the top 10 fittest women in North America in 1999. She is the author of Senior Fitness, A Race for Life, The Chef, Cook Raw Book, several videos, and co-hosts a weekly talk show called Nutrition and You on KWAI in Honolulu, Hawaii. Most recently, Dr. Ruth Heidrick is the author of Prevent, Reverse, and Cure ED, 10 Steps to Total Sexual Fitness. Dr. Ruth Heidrick is a graduate of UCLA. At the age of 47, she was diagnosed with rapidly spreading breast cancer. Today, Dr. Heidrick is 82, a plant-based vegan diet saved her, and she's here today to talk about the subject of erectile dysfunction, an important one for the Not Old Better Show audience. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via internet phone, Dr. Ruth Heidrick. Dr. Ruth Heidrick, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. We're connecting again, this time with a new book, but happy day to you. It's good to talk to you again, Dr. Ruth Heidrick.
Thank you, Paul. It's so nice to be with you again, and especially an exciting new topic.
Yeah. Exciting new topic. And so let's just jump into that. We're going to, of course, talk about your new book, Prevent, Reverse, and Cure ED, 10 Steps to Total Sexual Fitness. ED, of course, stands for erectile dysfunction. So let's talk about some of the more Western medicine approaches to this, and we'll get into why ED pills aren't the answer to prevent, reverse, or even cure erectile dysfunction. There are side effects we have to consider, but why is this?
Well, first of all, I want to pose the question, why would an 83-year-old great-grandma write a book on erectile dysfunction, you know?
that's a good place to start.
Yeah. And the reason is I have outlived 3 husbands, and all 3 had ED. So when I heard Dr. Neil Barnard talk about, in fact, he was talking to a group of medical students about nutrition, and they were all just not looking at him. They were doodling, chatting, almost falling asleep. And he threw out this statistic. By the age of 40, 40% of males have erectile dysfunction. As if in unison, on cue, every head went up, and he had their rapt attention from then on. That's when it all clicked for me. Thought, oh my gosh. I know the answer, and I've got to write this book. So that's the genesis of it, why in my situation, I think I'm qualified.
Well, so. I'm glad, so glad to hear that you've outlived. I'm sorry for your loss, of course, but I'm glad you've written the book, because I think as a man, and I think my audience is going to be concerned with this too, I think as we go to the doctor, we hear kind of the standard, answers and solutions and prevention, or quote unquote, but you've had a different approach to this. So, and the book talks about that. And so maybe get into a little bit of detail as to why just pills aren't the answer.
Pills are not the answer, because they don't address the problem. And pills, even if they do, I guess, work temporarily for some, but these side effects, what the ads don't tell you, the side effects are headache, flushing, upset stomach, visual changes such as that blue tinge I've heard about, blurriness in your vision, hearing loss, tinnitus, ringing of the ears, a stuffy, runny nose, back or muscle pain, dizziness, nausea, rat. Isn't that enough? And then it's gone. In some cases, and I have to laugh every time I hear the ad on the TV, it says, for erections lasting more than 4 hours, go to the emergency room. Right. That is called priapism. And as I say in the book, too much of a good thing. And, you know, it can be dangerous because what it does is actually cut off the blood supply to the penis, and you can have necrosis, which is death of that tissue, and then you lose the whole thing. But never worry, because you can always do a penile transplant, right? So anyway, the options are not good, and they're not even necessary. We can talk about the real cause of the erectile dysfunction.
Well, that was something else that I noticed in the book, because you make this point. You say that ED's cause is something that your doctor most likely can't even tell you results from. And so what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that most urologists have no training in this particular area and are most likely suffering from the same problem themselves. Isn't that ironic? The cause is actually a blocking of the artery that leads to the penis, and which is, without that open artery, there can be no erection. It just remains flaccid, no matter how excited you might be, the conditions might be all right, but nothing will happen because the blood flow is blocked. And of course, the cure is to unblock the blockage, which, you know, another really important point is, and I say this in the book, that a blocked penile artery is like a canary in a coal mine. It is the first stage of impending heart disease and stroke, because that little artery is that, you know, what a little pin is, a pin head that they use in sewing, tiny little, that's the size of the penile artery. So it is one of the first to get blocked. The eyes and hearing are also, but they're less perceptible. When you get a blockage in the penis, you know that something's going on. And so it's the first sign. And if you're, no matter how old you are, and it can happen in young men as well, it frequently does, it's the first sign that you've got to make a change in what's causing it and its diet. That when you're eating animal foods, they are loaded with cholesterol and saturated fat. And that's what causes the blockage of all our arteries. As I say, well, it starts with the first, smallest ones first.
It's interesting that is so telling, and that some of these tips, certainly these steps that you suggest in the book, are they just make very good sense. I know you a little bit, of course. We've talked a couple times. I know how fit you are and what a fitness guru, as well as just an example, a paragon of fitness. So let's talk about the 10 steps a little bit. What is the healthier ED solution? And maybe go into a little bit of detail about how ED can be reversed, because I think a lot of men are going to be thinking about that.
Well, the very first one is nutrition. And that is, you've got to eat the right foods. And there are so many benefits to plant foods. And no matter whether you call it a whole food plant-based, I mean, that's one of the current, what they call it, or a vegan diet, or a strict vegetarian. But it's got to be plant foods, because plants are loaded with fiber, all the nutrients that your body needs to be healthy. And I guess, well, I could skip to the chapter. Let me just kind of run through the different chapters that I have.
Please.
Because rather than 10 steps, they get into a little bit of detail. Like, I recommend keeping a journal and different things. But the first chapter is what you didn't know about ED. And this is the background information, what we kind of just covered, and how diet and lack of exercise affects your body image. I mean, can you imagine you're making love for the first time and you've got this big roll of fat around your gut, whether you're male or female? That, you know, oh, what if my partner, he or she's touching that roll of fat in my stomach. And, you know, that can be a real turnoff. So we want a nice, lean, sexy image. And that's what we're going to get following with my program here. And how diet affects your sexual performance. Again, blocking those critical arteries in both male and females. How 30 days to better loving. This is not a long-term fix. The cholesterol levels start going down within a week. In fact, my first test was 3 weeks later, and my cholesterol, which had been high at the time I was diagnosed with cancer, in fact, Dr. McDougall said, you are at as great a risk of dying of a heart attack as you are the breast cancer because of this very high, very high cholesterol. Yep. And it started dropping immediately, and within 3 weeks was in the entirely normal zone. So you don't have to wait long time to see the results. They come quickly. It's really sad how few people are told the proper diet for not only sexual fitness, but to prevent heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity in children. I mean, I know I'm getting off track a little bit, but it's so prevalent, and that even if you have this one problem that you want to address, you're listening to Paul because you've heard this thing about ED and that's all you really care about, you will, as a a side effect, fix a whole bunch of other problems. So there are just so many reasons to read this book, follow what I say about diet and exercise, and then I get into a few other things like stress control. You hear things like, oh, it's stress that's causing it, or it's a psychological problem. But what it really is a blockage of the artery. And psychiatrists don't know any better than urologists, who they probably both have the same problem. So that's another little aspect of the problem.
This is just so fascinating, Ruth Heydrich. And again, it is always so good to talk to you. I know you're very busy. I've had a chance to read the book. We'll put links up to where people can find the book on the website. The book's title, again, is Prevent, Reverse, and Cure ED, 10 Steps to Total Sexual Fitness. I guess the final question I have for you today, which is a bit of a, maybe I'm going a little bit off the path, but I think, and my wife is going to read this too, but the book isn't just for men, but for women too. So what do women as partners need to know about ED? And do women suffer from ED?
Yeah. Well, if you know a little bit about the anatomy of women, and I'll bring up medical students again, what they do is they work on live cadavers, and they dissect every part of the human body. And what they will find on the female is an exact replica of the male. And when you look at the male anatomy, and I guess I'll get a little frank here, you have the penis and the scrotum with two testicles. And you've got the analog, the same thing in a female. Now, the testicles in embryology, you know, when the baby is just being formed, those are really the two ovaries in the female. And in the male, it's the penis. In the female, it's the clitoris. And so if you think the artery to the penis is small, the size of a pinhead, can you imagine the size of the clitoris? And that the actual erection occurs in females in the clitoris. And so many women are, the technical term is anorgasmic, which means they can't have orgasms. And again, the Freudian psychologists would call them hysterical, or that they had psychological, psychiatric reasons for not being able to have an orgasm. And it really is physiological. The same diet that causes the blockage in males causes the blockage in females. So that is half of the reason why women need to read this book as well. If they're having trouble or having orgasms, then this is the cure for that, if the reason is blocked arteries. The other half is their partners. If I had known when before my first three husbands died what the cause was, actually with the third one, I did know what the cause was, but he absolutely refused. He said, oh, that's BS. That's ridiculous. That can't be true. But he was totally impotent. And he thought it was just age, that it had nothing to do with his lifestyle. And he loved steak and lobster and lots of butter, you know, the foods that caused the problem. So even though a wife or a partner, female partner, might know what her partner has as a problem, it's not always easy to convince them. And that's why I'm hoping that this book goes into all kinds of aspects. For example, Alzheimer's. I make the joke that it won't do you any good to cure the ED if you forget what to do with it, right? Yeah, so you want a good brain that works well as long as you live, because as we age, there's so many conditions that are thought to be a natural part of aging. And I have found out, just my own experience, that that's not true, that a lot of things that we thought were aging are definitely not. They're due to an impaired circulatory system and an impaired nervous system. Diabetes is a good example of that. It's a purely diet-related disease, both type 1 and type 2. One of the symptoms is neuropathy of the feet. Have you heard of this, the diabetics? Yeah, and that can lead to amputation. Well, that's because this diet is causing problems to the nerves. And so if it can affect the nerves to the feet, it also affects the nerve to our genitalia, both male and female. Oh, it just makes me so mad.
Well, the book is a wonderful first step. The next step, of course, is to read it. And I just encourage my audience, both men and women, to read Dr. Ruth Heydrich's new book. And again, we're going to put links up to where you can find it, but it is titled Prevent, Reverse, and Cure ED, 10 Steps to Total Sexual Fitness. Of course, fitness is a subject that Dr. Ruth Heydrich knows well as a longtime athlete, triathlete, winner of gold medals at the Senior Olympics, and you mentioned the marathons that you've competed in. What a pleasure it is to talk to you again, Dr. Ruth Heydrich. We so value your time, and we value this book. So thanks for being so generous with us today.
Yeah, and if people go to my website and order the book through the website, you know, they just click on it and you can download it after going through PayPal. I have this Ask Dr. Ruth. And if you click on that button, you can ask me any question you want. And I'll be here. I'll answer them gladly.
Well, that is a wonderful option and a wonderful opportunity. And we'll put links to where you can find Dr. Ruth, too, via the book. And
great.
Great to talk to you, Dr. Ruth Heydrich. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Perfect.
My thanks to our guest today, Dr. Ruth Heydrich. You'll find more information about Dr. Ruth Heydrich on our website, where there'll be links to her books and other resources. But as you just heard from Dr. Heydrich herself, you can go to the RuthHeydrich.com website and ask Dr. Ruth. And she'll respond quickly, privately, and with her notable expertise. Please check it out. Thanks, everybody.